Welcome to Hot Springs Village Inside Out, a weekly podcast where Hot Springs Village, Arkansas is the star. Join me, Randy Cantrell, and my co-host Dennis Simpson as we discuss the history, facts, people, places, events, lots more surrounding Hot Springs Village, Arkansas. Visit the website at hotspringsvillageinsideout.com. Joining us today is special guest Clara Nicolosi. Clara is the broker owner of Remax of Hot Springs Village. Enjoy the show.
Welcome to another episode of Hot Springs Village Inside Out with your host, Dennis Simpson, Randy Cantrell, and the real star of the show is Hot Springs Village. But we have another star of the show today, and that is Miss Clara Nicolosi, one of the most important people, I believe, in the village. Because if you're coming to the village and you want to get to the village and stay in the village, you're going to need to talk to who, Clara?
You want to call me Clara Nicolosi. Yeah.
Exactly. So, Miss Clara, let me give a little setup real quick. Miss Clara is the executive broker and owner of Remax Realty of Hot Springs Village, the largest realty company in the village by far and away. And you've done that how many years, and you got here how?
Well, that's an interesting set of questions there, Dennis. Thank you so much. Actually, I've been the owner broker of this Remax franchise since January 1, 2015. However, I've been a part of the Remax family since 2007 and the executive and the principal broker since 2008. But my segue to the village or how I got here actually started many years before that. I'm fortunate enough that I had a brother-in-law back in the mid-1980s. He and most of my husband's family had migrated here from the Houston, Texas area. So my husband and I in the U.S. Coast Guard, we would come here and visit during our transfers. When we're getting transferred from one location to the other, this was the likely place to come and visit family. So we had been visiting Hot Springs Village for many years. I, in turn, retired from the U.S. Coast Guard in 2003, and we looked at each other and went, where are we going? We weren't headed back to Houston, where my husband's from. That was not the same place that he left. And I'm from the beaches area of Jacksonville, and it doesn't look the same either. We're like, well, we kind of love Hot Springs Village every time we go there. Why don't we move there? So we've been here, well, over 18 years now, Dennis. We moved here 18 years ago.
I really had no idea. And it's ironic. I've been buying and selling in the village about 20 years. And it's a lot of times when I'm buying or selling, it has your name at the top of the form that we sign. So you might say we've met a few times, but not only that, we've interacted and both share the same thing, just an absolute love of the village. I can't interview you and ask you these questions without asking you what you did in the Coast Guard, what that was like. People that come to the village, I think, are some of the most fascinating people you'll ever find. Please tell me that story.
Well, I go back and I mentioned that I'm from the beaches area of Jacksonville, Florida. So I was always a beach rat. I mean, I grew up as a beach rat. And so the Coast Guard or the Navy was a likely choice. And the Coast Guard being a smaller service was the most likely for me. I actually joined the Coast Guard and became what is called a bosun mate. Turns out to be it's the seamanship rating. It's the one that takes care of the boats and ties the knots and drives the boats and those types of things. But I really specialized in aids to navigation, which would be the buoys and lights on the water. I did that in many facets between shore units and a construction tender and a buoy tender and all over the coast, including the Great Lakes. That was really my passion and where I spent almost 18 years of my time in the Coast Guard doing that. I kind of fond of that area of the Coast Guard, a little bit different than the search and rescue and saving babies and the surf type of thing.
So if we need to know how to tie knots, you're the person to teach us.
I am the person. I still tie knots. You should see, I will pull something out. Okay, what can I tie in this? You know, because I just don't do it every day anymore.
It's awesome. I know how to tie one and I can't untie it.
So success.
We call that success. A doofer.
Yeah.
Is that a
doofer? It'll do for anything.
Yeah, there you go. I like it.
One of my favorite parts of your story, Clara, and I had interviewed you on KVRE and we www.kvre.com if you want to listen online, by the way. But I interviewed you and you were talking about the final position you got to, which Randy, you'll notice this. The people that I drag kicking and screaming, okay, not quite kicking and screaming, to be interviewed on the radio program are all really, really humble people. Seriously, Clara, Tell me about what it was like being, if I'm not mistaken, an officer in the Coast Guard and being a female officer in the Coast Guard, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, that's a very good point, Dennis. Actually, I was a warrant officer, a chief warrant officer, and in the Coast Guard and many of the other military forces, that is between the enlisted force and the officer ranks. It was something that I actually got commissioned into, and my job there, what's still following that bosun mate, I was a warrant bosun. And my last job in the Coast Guard, I actually was, I oversaw historical lighthouse maintenance on half of Lake Erie and all of Lake Ontario for the U.S. border. That was really neat to get to take care of the federal government's lighthouses and to make sure that they didn't deteriorate anymore. But I love that love because it translated very nicely into taking care of people's houses in my current career of real estate.
Now, how did you get in this game, in the real estate game?
Believe it or not, it was the brother-in-law that had moved here, Anthony Nicolosi, back in the mid-80s. We were actually here looking for our first home around the transition time of the Coast Guard, and he pulls over on the side of the road and says, "You should consider real estate." I said, "Okay." So I did, and best decision I ever made. Best decision.
Well, you've obviously seen a ton of, I don't even know what the right word would be, Claire, a ton of differences over the course of time, including the bubble bust of 2008, the current boom. I guess I'm curious, what are the commonalities of people that you help find their home there? I could guess what they are, but I'm curious what you're hearing.
Well, if you're talking about current day in our market, we're so unique. You know, we are, you know, North America's largest gated community. And in that, I think, especially with the pandemic and everything that's been happening in our world, folks are finding that they can move here pre-retirement and still work from home. And I really think that is, it's like I can move to my dream home, go ahead and get settled in where I want to be, but now I can work from home. And that has been just a great way to bridge that gap. And in our area, it's caused a housing shortage to the extent of people love it here, that people want to be here. We're selling things as fast as they're coming in, as far as being listed on our market.
And that's kind of our story. You know, my wife and I, we've been married 43 years. I'm looking to have a place over there. I told Dennis before, not to retire, but to work. Because a large part of what I do is on this platform. The coaching and stuff that I do mostly is online. And I love the place so much, and there's a psychology for me to the place. It's just therapeutic. I've never done work there because I haven't traveled with a computer. Mm-hmm. But I know myself well enough to know that I could do some pretty great work from here because you just feel so much better being there.
And what's the noise you make when you drive through the
gate? It's just an exhale. It's just it's that.
Well, and I think we all do that. I mean, I think we all get close to the gates and it's just like you put on that comfy pair of leather shoes that you always like to wear. It feels that way. And I'll go back to my Coast Guard days. I really feel like Hot Springs Village is a little piece of everywhere that I've been. I've got some beach. So if I need some water, I can get my water. I got my, you know, I was in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan and Buffalo, New York. We had our fair share of snow, as you can imagine. And I get a couple of days of that every year, maybe, maybe not. I get my hot, hot summers from Louisiana. I get my beautiful falls that we used to love up in the Sault Ste. Marie area and even in California. I really get to touch and see the beautiful spring flowers and the dogwood trees bloom on the DeSoto golf course. I mean, if we're really such a melting pot of not only nature, but even the people who have decided to come here. We've all made a decision to make Hot Springs Village our address.
Over the course of 18 years, what differences have there been in what people were looking for back then versus what they might be looking for now in a home?
That's interesting. I think we have such a wide pool of people about what they're looking for. You know, we've got the first time home buyer who has several children. We bus over 700 children outside of the village to go to our two local school districts. So that's one group or one demographic. And then you've got the folks that either want that beautiful view golf course lot or lakefront home. That's widely represented. But you'll see the majority of our new construction now is all at the east end of our community, which is the newer end. The east end started probably in the early 1990s, as opposed to what some refer to the historic or those that were here at the beginning, which would be the 1970s.
Dennis?
I tell you what, Clara, you know, it's like you're a salesperson for the village. Go figure. I was listening you go through the seasons and I'm like, oh my God, this is like a Cooper commercial. This is so good. And it really was. But you make a great point. It's that comfy pair of shoes. And I think to those of you who are just listening that have no idea what Hot Springs Village is like, it may sound, and it's not, it may sound elitist or we want to be separated from everybody. And frankly, nothing is further from the truth. Nothing could be further from the truth. Wouldn't you agree, Clara?
I would agree. You know, the one thing I love about the village, you know, we're so blessed to have so many golf courses. So if you're a golf enthusiast or if you want to learn how to play golf or if this is, you know, if it's something you've done your whole life, this is a great place to be. But I tell you, I've never played a day of golf. Now, I did go to the driving range one time, but I can go to the lake here. I can join one of the mini clubs. I can get on our 32 miles of walking trails. I can go kayak. I can do so many other things. It's not just all about golf. Golf is a great thing and golf is a great driver for our community, but we're not all about golf. Golf isn't the only thing.
Yeah, I would concur completely. And part of the story you'll see very quickly, Randy and I have done some other episodes and we basically did, you know, a day trip. Where could you go in an hour from Hot Springs Village? Waterfalls, mountains, hiking trails, lakes, beach, you name it. You have everything within an hour of here. Within an hour of here, you can be in a wilderness area where there is not a light or a car or a road. I mean, just anyway, we brought that point up, and that's a very good issue. You remember Mr. Twiggs, when he was our director, one of the things he noted was is that everybody focuses, and a lot of people focus on enhancing what's in the village. And that's true. But the village is not an island or a desert, and it's not like everything is dead around us. Within an hour, it's so much national forest and national park and places that people would die to be near. And we take it for granted. Oh, yeah, there's a casino an hour away. Oh, yeah, there's two waterfalls within an hour of here. Oh, yeah, there's, you know, that's just kind of shrug. Oh, yeah, yeah, that's just here. And I think we forget just how wonderful that can be.
I totally agree. But I also take and turn that around a little bit because we are so close to other major cities like Little Rock or Hot Springs or Arkadelphia, you know, any of the surrounding communities. I think we're a good destination for people to live and work in those communities. Much like, let's look at the big metropolitans. Let's look at the Dallases and the commute times and the Houston and commute times and Washington, D.C., New York. I mean, like you said, Dennis, you know, you could be a professional person working in the Little Rock area and you can be home in 50 minutes here in the village. I mean,
from a significant city. Yeah.
Exactly. Significant city. And the beauty of Arkansas is our cost of living. You know, our taxes are low. Our property taxes are low. We've got great school districts. You know, we've got so much going for us. Even our electrical costs are less compared to other areas of the country. I mean, across the board, we've got a lot of value add living here in our community.
Well, and I want to make note to Clara, I know that because as a director or a director, as the owner and executive broker of a big real estate company, I know every day you get things that come across your desk that show where we're going to go or whatever. And Randy, I want your input on this too. I think Randy and I are possibly some really poor examples. Because I've done remote work for 29 years now. Randy's done podcast for 20 years. We have embraced this technology early and we just kind of shrug and go, yeah, that's what it is. Where are we going back to? And I think, and Randy, I want your input on this too. I think we're going to go back to a blended world where we are going to do a lot of remote, but you need to come into the office a couple of days a week or a week a month or something like that.
I'm not real sure about that. And I'm not sure if you want me to answer this. I'm not too confident about that. I think a lot of companies, some companies have given up their brick and mortar. They've given up that building that cost them a lot of money. They've given up, you know, a lot of those cost factors into their bottom line, their profit center. And if you can work from home, why shouldn't you? I mean, if you're getting the same productivity or maybe even more, that is the fallacy of working from home, though. I can only speak, I'm going to brag on my husband. He too is a voiceover actor, screenwriter, but there's no 8-hour day. The emails still come in. He still has auditions that come in late at night, early in the morning. And I think there's a pull because you're working from home that there's an expectation that 8 hours is 17 hours. So you may see some blended. I mean, I think we all would be happy if, you know, we're lucky here in Arkansas that our stores are open, that our restaurants are open to near capacity, but in other areas, they're not. And so I think we'll have a blend in that regard. The services that we need, where we'll need to go into, but those that don't need to have a brick and mortar, we may not see them again.
Wow. Randy, what's your thoughts?
Yeah, I agree with you. You know, I'm finding in the corporate world, it's an enormous expense that people can can forego if their business model, you know, affords it. And to your point with your husband, yeah, it's exactly right. I mean, that's the stress and that's the current toll that's being taken on the work from home crowd is always being at work, you know, not being able to mentally clock out and be done. And then there's the expectation that sometimes bosses have of just always be at beck and call. It's interesting, the number of people, it's a little bit off topic, but it's interesting to me nonetheless, is the number of bosses that have imposed that people keep a Zoom link open all day long.
Really?
Whether anybody's talking or not, just so that, you know, it's the command and control that some bosses, I do think that you're going to see that. You're going to see that kind of tyranny go away, which is a good thing. Claire, I would assume that your tip of the spear for a lot of folks who have interest in the village and to contact you about the investigation of potentially moving there. What is that advice and what are those conversations generally? I mean, how does that go? And what advice do you give people so that they can suss out making a decision whether Hot Springs Village is right for them or not?
Well, I think that's a very good point. You know, the interesting thing about Hot Springs Village, we aren't a typical community. Like we mentioned, we're not a Little Rock and we're not a Fayetteville. So we really have to sell our community first before we can actually sell real estate. So that is the big take for me, is that we really have to show someone why we love our community before we can actually break down and start showing them houses and help them find their dream location, because we are so diverse in where you could live in our community. And to back up, to answer your question, I would start with our REMAX team. Our REMAX team, I mean, we're easy to get in contact with. We've got videos we could send you. We've got audio content we can send. We've got all kinds of traditional marketing materials and things to share. And there's just so much information out there, and we'd love to help you through that process to really get to know our community before you ever have to get on a plane or get in your car and drive here.
What are people's reaction, you know, to the community? And I mean, how, because I've stayed there a number of times, short-term rental stuff. And gotten to meet hosts and gotten to meet even in some cases neighbors and so forth. But if you're just coming in to look, how can you help people get some sense of community and the kind of people? Because yes, I realize that we got some ninnies on social media, but by and large, I mean, I got to tell you that 100% of the people that I've met face to face, I mean, they're pretty spectacular. A lot of interesting people and a lot of people who've done some, well, like you, a lot of people who've done some pretty incredible things prior to coming to the village. How can the person who's looking at it just to investigate, I mean, is there any way for them to get some sense of that?
Well, we are so unique. You know, we're a melting pot, like we mentioned earlier, of people who want to be here. And I just find that incredible, because I think everyone that's here loves to be here. And is there that one or two that come here and they're expecting the big city experience? You're not going to walk down Main Street and go shopping here. You're just not. You're going to have to travel, or you're going to make the UPS guy your favorite person in the universe so you can get your Amazon packages. I mean, that is unique to us here in Hot Springs Village, that There are some things that are unique for us. But, you know, I failed to mention, you know, our original developer, Cooper, we call him Papa Cooper, when he developed this place back or in the late 60s, early 70s, he actually set aside 25% of green space. So 25% of our community can never be built on. And his whole design was that you couldn't see in many places the houses from the road. He didn't want it to be where you could see densely populated homes and make it unattractive. So we've got a lot of what we call common space or areas that we all own in common, all the home, all the property owners here. And in doing that, you can drive down our main drag, which is DeSoto Boulevard, about 15 miles long. And you'd be lucky if you saw about four or five houses. You might see some across the DeSoto golf, the Diamante golf course, or maybe in the DeSoto golf course, but you won't see much at all just because of the foresightfulness of our developer and how he created this green space. So we are just so blessed to be here and be able to enjoy this and just to have the right mix of friends and neighbors to enjoy it with.
Well, I want to mention also, Clara, as somebody who has short-term rentals, and I see literally over 1,000 people have come and stayed with us, over 1,000 different visits, probably the better part of 2,000 or 2,500. My number one complaint, my number one suggestion is you cannot see this place in 2 days. There is no way you cannot. Randy, you stayed with us 3 or 4 days and then you came back and went, holy cow, we didn't even see a tenth of this place, right?
Oh, it was the third trip. I mean, to Claire's point, it was the third trip, you know, and going down to, I had no idea. No idea. There's no way you can have any idea. Mm-hmm. And, you know, of course, Dennis sent us, you know, we made some really great day trips. And I think we spent 4 nights and, you know, but we've come and we've stayed longer than that. It was probably the third trip there before I had any idea. And then I was relying on some of the material that, you know, the chamber or various places provided. I had no idea the place was as big and had everything that it had. And so I remember about the third trip, we spent probably 3 days. We did not leave, go outside the gates. We just kind of maneuvered around and drove through to get some sense of the place. And, I could have stayed and just done that for 5 days. Easy.
I've got to tell a story at this point. We have a new unit, Clara, that we've talked about down by where you have some short-term rentals too. We need to talk about in a minute.
Okay.
But we have one we call the Cove, and it's a little 2-bedroom. It's kind of a dog trot with a kitchen in the middle kind of thing, but of course it's not a dog trot. It's just that style. And I had to go over and do some work 2 days ago, I guess. Met the couple and their kids. The kids were just as delightful as they could be. You know, the parents and the kids were sitting out back and just talking. And, you know, I see family time and they're making great memories together. And frankly, it just warms my heart. Mm-hmm. So these kids are saying, well, what do we do and where can we go and whatever? And I gave them a list of some stuff. And I texted the mom back and I said, Jean, how's it going? And she said, the kids are out on the kayaks now, but we're thinking we're going to go to Garvin Gardens tomorrow. And I said, well, you know, when you go to Garvin Gardens, you go to Anthony Chapel and make sure you probably want to go over to Catherine, Lake Catherine, to see the waterfalls over there, you know? So I checked with them a couple of days later and I said, well, you know, how's it going? What'd you do? Did you whatever? She said, the kids wanted to go to Garvin Gardens and we saw Anthony Chapel's, oh my God, but we skipped on the waterfalls because the kids wanted to come back and get in the kayaks and they wanted to walk around the lakes more. And the more that, you know, you can use Hot Springs Village as a home base, but the more that you stay here, the more you realize, I really, really don't have to go anywhere. I mean, I've got, as you said, Clara, 32 miles of hiking trails. Mm-hmm. I'm 7 miles from the National Forest. I'm 7 miles from 168 miles of hiking trails through the National Forest. I'm 5 miles from a 26,000 acre lake. I'm going somewhere far away because what?
Yeah, when we have so much here, you know, that's the beauty of actually knowing someone when you come to visit for the first time. You really want to get in someone's car or get on the phone with someone and understand where you're going, because you'll get lost. As a matter of fact, I hand a lot of people my business card after I give them directions and I say, just call me back and I can probably get you out of wherever you might be. Because we do, you know, 283 subdivisions. You make a wrong turn, no telling where you'll end up.
We joke, one of the guys at the, one of the ladies at the POA, I asked her one time, I said, who laid out all these roads? And she said, one guy's name was Curvy and the other guy's name was Lefty. And Randy, you may not know this, but we actually, until what, Clara, maybe 8 years ago, 5 years ago, see that map on the wall behind her, Randy? That yep. map on the wall was put up by the Men's Garden Club at what, maybe six different places around the village, Clara? Mm-hmm. And we had wide spots in the road and we had these maps up because people would drive around. And it used to be, if you pulled over and stayed someplace too long, people would come up and go, where do you need to go?
Oh, yeah.
You obviously were lost.
Well, yeah, you were lost.
Prior to GPS, I have no idea how anybody got around. I mean, you know, I've got Waze and Google Maps and Apple Maps and stuff. And I'm like, I'm so glad I live in today's world.
Well, we actually had a magazine. I still have it on my desk. I want to say it was put out by one of the local service clubs, and Dennis, you'll remember it, 100 and something pages, and it literally was a snippet of the map, and it would tell you what page to turn to. This is a true story. So you would turn from page 26 to 117, and it would connect on that road that you were on so you could figure out where you were going.
It was the Lions that did that, if I'm not mistaken.
The Lions.
And it literally... Randy, it literally was a village atlas.
Yeah, well, it's like a Mapsco. You know, we had Mapsco yes. here in DFW. Same thing, you know. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You would have had to.
Well, Clara, I know that you've got your finger on the pulse of things, and I know we're going to be knee-deep wrapping it up here in a minute. Randy, I want to make sure you got all the questions you have answered, but Clara, I want to ask the big question, where are we going?
Where are we going? Well, you know, I think Hot Springs Village has a bright and sunny future, just like it's a beautiful, bright, sunny, 92 degrees outside today here, and the humidity's a bit lower compared to where it's been. I think we have a bright, shiny future. You know, all the predictions at the beginning of 2021 said that our housing market was going to be repetitive of last year. In other words, we had a fantastic market, that our interest rates were going to remain in a great level, and that we would continue to build. I see great news. And Dennis, you and I have been talking about this earlier today, that our lumber prices are starting to come down, that we're starting to see a break there. You know, new construction's up, new home permits for building are up. We have nothing but a bright future. And the fact that we've got our bypass coming through from the Martin Luther King in Hot Springs, that's our golden ticket. I just truly believe that we're still about 3.5 years out before our bypass will come in directly from Hot Springs. And I just think it's going to make it easier for folks to get here, simpler. The directions will be simpler. And I think it'll open up other remote areas of our community into pockets of area of living. It's all good. It's all bright and sunny.
I want to hear about the short-term rental stuff that you have to offer, Claire.
Oh, okay. I'm just crazy. About 3 years ago, I decided I needed some more gray hair. So Remax of Hot Springs Village dove off into the short-term rental side of the world. We already have a long-term rental program and have been very successful with that. We actually started that when the housing market wasn't moving and people had to leave, but they still had a house here. So we opened our long-term rental program, and we've had up to about 150 long-term rental homes, but we opened a nightly rental home, and we're up to about 30 homes now, and they're hopping. But the unique thing about real estate in the market, the better the market is, the faster the houses are selling, the more likelihood that people will be displaced. So many of our nightly rentals actually have folks in them that are waiting to move into their homes, waiting to find a home, waiting for their new construction to be built, whatever the case may be. So our nightly rentals are about half filled up right now with, I'll call them long-term nightly renters. But we've got a great inventory available on the web at villagenightlyrentals.com, and easy to book. You can book it all on your own. Just go in and make a few clicks and make your reservation right online. And anyone that wants to go on and create their own reservation, there's a 10% discount for Love HSV. LOVEHSV. We'll give you a 10% HSV. Discount.
And what was the website again?
It's villagerentals.com. Villagenightlyrentals.com.
Villagenightlyrentals. Okay.
Yeah. Nightly.
The point I didn't share and I wanted to bring up, I wanted you to talk about the Los Logos. If we can talk about that. Are we there?
Oh, absolutely. We moved our first tenant in today. That's awesome. Los Lagos is a timeshare community here in Hot Springs Village, and they're very successful and have many, many units. Well, they had built two additional buildings in the DeSoto Center area. And for any of those of you who are listening that understand where El Jimador is, these are two of the buildings to the right of El Jimador have actually converted to long-term rentals, one-bedroom long-term rentals. So first time ever, we will actually have one-bedroom long-term rentals, 24 of them here in our community. And the way that that is structured, all the utilities will be included. So those are some great offerings for those who just need one bedroom, just need, you know, a quiet spot. There's a great view to Lake DeSoto on the trail, great area to be. So if you're looking for a one bedroom apartment, give us a shout. We'd love to help you with that.
And that is, and Randy, I wanted to break this up. I live in the area between, I guess you would call it the intertrail area, because just to the west of us, at the marina, there's a trail system that goes 12 miles back up in that side, what we would call the older end or the historic end, we jokingly say, masterfully designed trail system. If you look at it, it is literally, it goes between this lake, Lake Segovia, in between golf courses, between hills. It's genius. It really is. And to think these guys all did this without GPS, you and me, Randy, we'd be lost.
Yeah,
but that said, the other end, and as you're looking just over my shoulder, the DeSoto Beach is just behind my shoulder, and the trails goes from there to literally your office another 10 miles down the road, Clara, where you're sitting right now.
Right.
So the two trails don't meet up. I know they're working on that, but they want to get that connected. But what I was trying to say is that the Los Lagos area is at that end where that trail system begins. They're lakeside. There's a beautiful walking trail right beside it. They're at El Jimador's. They're in the city center. Somebody else owns some property there around there. I don't remember what that was they recently bought. Was that you, Clara? Was that you?
Well, actually, it's a partnership that I belong in. And this was an area of the village that hadn't had a lot of love recently, in a complex of six buildings. And we are just so lucky. We are excited. We think we've got a restaurant moving in. A 50s diner, a type restaurant that's going to move in. We've got a builder moving in. We've got a handyman construction company moving in. We're actually seeing some life happen in those buildings real close to this Los Lagos project. These one bedrooms are actually called the Trails on the Lake.
That's cute. And they're right across from KVRE.com on the radio station.
Yes, they
Randy,
are.
I know you had a question. I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, I just wanted to offer Clara, and we lost her video, but that's all right. You still with us, Clara?
I'm here. Hold on. Let me find you.
You're fine. You've done a bit of, you've told us, you've updated us, but I want to kind of give you an opportunity here to do some shameless plugging. So the people in the audience that want to reach out and connect with you, let's tell them how to best do that.
Absolutely. Thank you for doing that. Hey, Remax of Hot Springs Village here at 1400 DeSoto Boulevard can reach out to us traditionally by the telephone. That's 501-922-3777 or on the web at hotspringsvillagehouses.com.
Easy enough. There you go, Dennis. I'm going to give you the last word.
I'll tell you what, it has been a delight. Clara, I've really been looking forward to this. We get to, under the guise of doing a podcast and a video show, we get to interview people that I've always wanted to ask good questions to anyway. And I really enjoy having you here today. It has been a delight. And for Hot Springs Village Inside Out, it's Dennis, Randy, and Miss Clara.
Thank you guys so much.
Thanks for listening to another episode of Hot Springs Village Inside Out, a podcast where Hot Springs Village, Arkansas is the star. Please subscribe to the podcast. You can do that by visiting our website, hsvinsideout.com, and tell a friend.